Of all the theories of the origin of the state, the social contract theory fits most comfortably within the American political system and influenced the American political system the most. The social contract theory, in short, argues that the state rises out of a voluntary act of a free people. It holds that the state only exists to serve the will of the people and that the people are the sole source of political power, that they can give or withhold power as they want to give or withhold power. Now, this comes out of the thought of the Enlightenment when kings of France and Spain and England and Portugal, control the destiny of most of the people in Western Europe and control the wealth of Western Europe and decide how people's lives are going to be lived. And this thought process was challenged in the Enlightenment by philosophers. In certain thinkers and philosophers of the Enlightenment, Thomas Hobbes, John Locke, John Rousseau, they come up with this idea that the will of the people is the basis of power in the state. And it's a new idea. It was a fresh idea. It was something that appealed to citizens who were previously at the mercy of the elites. They were at the mercy of the king and the king's court and the aristocracy. So what we had is we had a new governmental style, a new theory that says, no, I am equal to all of my peers, and I am the source of the power of the state. Not the king. The king is not the source of the power, not the dictator, not the general, but me, the individual, the citizen. Hobbes wrote that in early history, human beings lived in almost a total state of nature, a total freedom, that no government existed and no person was subject to any superior power, and that people could take whatever they wanted to take by force. The problem here is that then different groups of people would infringe on other people's sovereignty. And so what you had is you had an unhealthy environment. So people are free, but people are free to be bad. And so you don't have a state of protection, you may not be able to eat and drink what you need to eat and drink. And so what happened is people overcame their condition by agreeing with one another to become a state. So I'm going to give up some of my freedom. You're going to give up some of your freedom. He's going to give up some of his, and she's going to give up some of hers. And we're going to come together because together we can survive, and separately we can't survive. A lot of it would be due for protection, that we are stronger together to protect ourselves, or maybe to raise food or to find shelter together. But the whole idea is that together we are stronger than we are as an individual. And the whole idea stresses the significance of the power of the will of the people. The state exists only to serve the will of the people, and the people can pull that power out if the state no longer serves the will of the people. That was the premise of the Declaration of Independence, which Jefferson drew from John Locke, who was instrumental in creating of the social contract theory. In the end, the concepts of popular sovereignty, the power of the people, limited government, individual rights, were so significant in making the Declaration what it was and providing the foundation for the government of the United States of America.